Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Linda Kearns, listen to your opening beautiful music.
Oh, you know what? I should have Elvis gone. What am I doing here?
I like this.
Yeah, you like this?
This is like a, you know, first lady of election integrity in Pennsylvania.
I think this is more fitting.
Okay.
Though. Suspicious Minds, maybe?
What do you think, Linda? What, your choice?
It has to be Elvis. Elvis is what got me through this election. I mean, there's no other, to me, there's no other music out there.
I love it. I do. So take us through what's going on, because this morning, you know, where everybody's saying, has Casey conceded? McCormick, obviously, thank goodness, Dave McCormick, the U.S. Senator-elect. Can I say that? Well, he's in D.C., right? So he was invited by Schumer, finally. But what's going on? Will there be a recount? Why won't Casey concede? So many questions.
Okay, so, I don't know why Casey will not concede. However, last night, the Philadelphia Building Trades put out a statement thanking him for his service and congratulating Senator-elect Dave McCormick. So I'm hoping that kind of pressure will inspire Senator Casey to concede. But what's happening now is actually, Dawn, is what happens after every election. So there's two categories of ballots that are still being counted. One is the mail and absentee ballots. As they were canvassed, as they were counted, if any of them had exceptions, if they weren't dated, if they didn't have the secrecy envelope, any problems with them, they're set aside. And each separate county has to vote on them. So Philly is looking at those ballots today, the ones who were rejected, and will vote on whether or not to count them. And then any aggrieved party has 48 hours to file an appeal. So we could be seeing appeals in all of the different counties to the decisions on the mail-in and absentee ballots. So this happens after every election. It's just that we're kind of paying more attention now because Senator Casey won't concede. The other category of ballots we're still looking at are the provisional ballots. Those are the ballots that people voted on if they went to their polling place and for some reason there was an issue with them in the poll book. Either it looked like they had voted by mail, or they weren't registered, or there was some other reason. So those are provisional ballots. They're also being counted in all of the counties. And then each county will have hearings on those provisional ballots. And then again, you can appeal those decisions. So these are cases that actually can happen after every election. We're just paying a lot more attention to them now. With regard to what happened in Bucks County, the Bucks County Board of Elections met yesterday and they said that they're going to count ballots that are not dated appropriately and did not follow the law. So we can appeal those. With regard to the recount, and that's why Chairman Whatley said that on his Twitter, because once again, these boards of elections are saying that they're going to count ballots that the law says they shouldn't. And the commissioner from Montgomery County, he put out in a tweet that he's going to vote to count ballots that aren't dated. So we have all that going on. With regard to the recount, under Pennsylvania law, if the difference between the winner and the next candidate is less than 0.5%, the Secretary of State orders an automatic recount. Right now, we are at looks like 0.43. So we are below that 0.5. So the Secretary will order a recount, but he has until 5 o'clock Thursday to do that. So, okay. And Casey can waive it.
So I mean, I apologize because we have a lot breaking here, and so I didn't hear all of what you said there, and I apologize for that. But in essence, is this a situation? Because I had seen where it was at 40,000 and counting, and that the consistent vote count was in McCormick's favor. Where do you see this going?
I see that there could be a recount, but nothing. There is nothing that will change the results. There are not enough votes out there for Casey to win at this point. So all of this is just going through the motions. And if Senator Casey does not waive this recount, he will cost Pennsylvania taxpayers a lot of money, because it costs a lot of money for all of these counties to recount these ballots. So that will basically be, if he doesn't waive this recount, that'll be his last action in office, to just cost Pennsylvania taxpayers a lot of money to go through a process that will not change the results.
And so, Linda, how much money are we talking about for something like this, where everybody has to go back and do this and is it by hand? What are the rules for that?
The law says that you have to recount the ballots on a method that was not used in the original election. So basically, all the ballots from the polling place, they will be run through different scanners, and then the mail ballot, the mail and absentee ballots, they will also be run through different scanners. Certain ballots will be counted by hand. I don't know how much it will cost, but I have heard quotes of millions of dollars, because we have 67 counties. So think of it, Dawn. These people are trying to tie up the election. So then they'll have to stop and do this. It's going to involve overtime. It's going to involve probably weekend work. And it's just a lot of work that is not going to change anything, which is why the law also allows the loser to waive this and say, I waive this. I recognize that the other guy won. And that's what Senator Casey should do right now, because if he doesn't, I mean, he will basically do what all Democrats do, which is cost taxpayers a lot of unnecessary money.
Yes. And so at the end of the day, there's nothing other than the two. So what's going on with the court action as far as Montgomery County and Bucks County, where Bucks is already being accused of violating PA law? Monco, you're saying, is on the verge of doing that?
Right. Each county makes those decisions, and then there's a 48-hour window to appeal those to the Common Pleas Court. So if Casey does not concede, you will likely see those appeals start to happen, but they're in all different counties. So you're going to see a lot of different actions in all these counties, which, again, would not be necessary if Senator Casey would just concede.
Well, Linda Kern, I mean, the thing is, Linda, you don't have a dull moment. A lot of people think, oh, the election is over. For you, you're still in the heat of this now with the court action and the potential for a recount.
Right. So, as you know, I represent the Republican National Committee, and our website is protectthevote.com. That's where I recruited people to help, and that was just, I think that's what put Pennsylvania over. We had so many people protecting the vote. But yes, we are still working on this. And then, as an election law lawyer, it doesn't end with elections. There's still a lot of work to be done. So yeah, there's never a dull moment, Dawn. But we are now hoping that Senator Casey will do the right thing and concede.
Linda Kearns, keep us up to date. Thank you so much. You're the best.
Thank you for having me on, Dawn.
Oh, absolutely. Linda Kearns, hardest working woman.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.